The Grand Canyon is a perennial inspiration for sentiment, but this weekend the focus of attention at the Grand Canyon is on sediment. Interior Department scientists today plan to open four giant tubes at the Glen Canyon Dam on the Colorado River upstream from the Grand Canyon and let the flood of water stir up 800,000 metric tons of sediment. Jeff Lovitch is chief of the Grand Canyon Monitoring and Research Center, and he joins us by phone. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
Okay, briefly and as best you can, what are you going to do and why are you doing it?
Well, in coordination with the Bureau of Reclamation, who operates the dam, and the Department of Interior, we're conducting an experiment to determine if a high-flow experimental release of about 41,000 cubic feet per second can be used to stir up sediments that are currently in the river bottom and use that to create beaches.
Well, what's going to be the environmental effect? I mean, elaborate a little bit of releasing so much water all at this one time.
Well, we're hoping that the long-term effects are going to be positive. When the dam was completed in 1963, it blocked about 93% of the sediment that historically entered the Grand Canyon via the Colorado River. Now we have sediment coming in from smaller tributaries below the dam, and we're trying to see if we can use those smaller inputs with controlled releases of high flows to actually restore beaches into that system. The beaches often have backwaters associated with them, and we know that these backwaters are important nursery habitat for native fish, including the endangered humpback chub. There's only about 2,000 to 3,000 adults left.
There's been a long drought. How can you let all that water go?
Basically, the upper basin, which is all of the river and the states upstream of Glen Canyon Dam, are required to release to the lower basin, and that's Arizona, California, Nevada, and even Mexico, 8.2 million acre-feet a year. That total release will be achieved. We're just releasing a large quantity of it now, but that water will be part of the annual delivery requirement.
When do you know whether or not this experiment has been successful?
We probably will have a good indication almost immediately after the high flows subside. The high flows will begin at about 4 a.m. on Monday morning, and they will run for 60 hours after that. As the water comes down, and that should happen rather quickly, we should have early indications as to whether or not the beach objective has been achieved in terms of we have an aerial overflight mission that started on Friday and it concluded on Saturday to get conditions of the canyon prior to the flood, and then we'll follow up with an aerial overflight mission shortly thereafter and compare the pictures to look at how the sediment changed in the system.
Jeff Lovitch is chief of the Grand Canyon Monitoring and Research Center. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure.